You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. I'm going to be live rolling with you here for two more hours. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. We got a lot to do here on CBS Sports Radio. We've talked about Lamar Jackson and his tweets about his contract situation. And not directly getting into it, but responding to a fan. Hey, well, one fan said, oh, well, you know, Lamar, it's dangerous to give him a fully guaranteed deal. He's like, you don't love me. Tells another fan, yeah, I like the Cowboys growing up. And, yeah, I like the Dolphins second. We talked about the amazing Serena Williams as she wins another matchup, this time in the second round of the U.S. Open. Every time you see Serena, very well might be the last time. We discussed Tony La Russa. Tony La Russa currently out indefinitely as manager of the Chicago White Sox. Undisclosed medical reasons. Get well soon, Tony La Russa. I mean, outside of that, he should have never had the job in the first place. He shared with you the information Deion Sanders put out about Jackson State. It's been a tough week here for Jackson State as they get ready for their first football game of the season. This is a massive storm in Jackson, Mississippi, leading to massive flooding, an infrastructure breakdown, and ultimately they've had to push their game back from Saturday to Sunday against Florida A&M. That will take place in Miami, but it appears that the football squad is able to get to practice and have accommodations in the best way possible. And then we've had just some other things that have been brought up. Aroldis Chapman and his infected tattoo. Yes, the man decided to get a leg tattoo in the regular season, in the stretch run. And just ridiculous. What else can I say? Something that I do every single Wednesday night into Thursday morning is bring you a new top six list. It's something that I've been doing on YouTube for the better part of a decade. And since joining CBS Sports Radio here at the beginning of 2020, I brought it over here to CBS Sports Radio. Why top six? Because it's different. People do top 10. People do top five. Remember me by six. That's it. Very simple. And so, speaking of lists, there's a list that the NFL and the NFL Network has decided to share for the past, I don't know, 12 years, give or take. And that's the NFL Top 100 list. Because they are a media company, because you can't play football games all year, you can certainly produce content all year long. And so they created this list, the top 100 players, as voted on by players. And every single season, people are whining, they're complaining, they're saying this guy wasn't on the list, and that guy wasn't on the list, and how is this guy here? And this week, the list was released. And who did the players vote as the best player currently in the NFL? No one other than Tom Brady. Josh Allen didn't make the top 10. Lamar Jackson didn't make the top 10. There were omissions. One of the best corners in the game, A.J. Terrell, didn't crack 100 at all. And so people had fits. Reasonable. So what I'm going to do, instead of counting on NFL players who operate in a world of favoritism, two-thirds of NFL players don't even answer the survey provided to them by the league, I'm going to give you my top six list. You're damn right, I ain't got time for 100. I'm going to give you six. And I'm going to tell you the best players in the NFL heading into this upcoming season, which is going to start a week from now. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but if you happen to live on the East Coast, Welcome to Thursday, September 1st. Everybody else, you'll be there soon. Yeah, it's September, people. It's coming soon. Okay? Now, besides that, the NFL will start a week from now. And so this top six list is not, I repeat, it's not who you would start your team with for the next 5 years. This top six list is not to hand out a lifetime achievement award. I'm looking at performances, recent performances from last year from players. What did you do last year? How are you heading into this season? What have you historically done overall? But mostly, what just happened, and what are you going to do this upcoming year? And so that's what I'm basing this top six list on. I'm basing it on and in reality. And so without wasting any time, super producer and host Dave Shepard is here with me and you. We're going to go ahead and play the fancy music as we give you the top six list of NFL players heading into 2022.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Who needs 100 names when I could just give you six? We don't need to draw it out over multiple weeks. We don't need the controversy. How about I just tell you the best NFL players? People probably lined up to have the best year that you can count on for 2022. Let's go ahead and get things started right now. What number is it backwards, Shep?
Number six.
At number six, being a badass just runs in the family. Being a badass could potentially put this man in the Hall of Fame just like his brother. I am talking about T.J. Watt. Last season, 22 and a half sacks, tying Michael Strahan for the most all-time in a season. And yes, there are now 17 games in an NFL year. Michael Strahan played 16-game season when he did it. And at the same time, T.J. Watt, he missed 2 games. Probably would have had an additional 2 or 3 sacks. Records are meant to be broken. And this is still someone who became Defensive Player of the Year as a result. He's a 4-time Pro Bowler, and he was the 30th selection in 2017. You want to know some of the guys selected before him? Some of the dudes whose job is to get the quarterback? The Atlanta Falcons took Tack McKinley. Sorry, but where is he right now? I don't even think he's on a roster. The Dallas Cowboys. Sorry, Cowboys fans. Taco Charlton. Where the hell is he right now? I think he just signed with the Saints. He's a practice squad player. T.J. Watt is basically, even early on right now, building himself a Hall of Fame caliber resume. And if you want to know how awesome he is, listen to someone who's awesome just by himself. His name is Mike Tomlin. Listen to him describe the fact that you can't measure the greatness of T.J. Watt.
It's really immeasurable. There's tangible things like stats and, you know, boy, that tells a story. But it's the things that the stats don't tell. His approach to business, his communication, his leadership. And it's not outward vocal leadership. It's words of encouragement. He's a very good technical teacher with his peers. He helps young guys grow and develop. I watched it when Derek first got here, the way he took him under his wing. It's those things that don't get highlighted enough. And that's why I say what I say when I say that his contributions are immeasurable. And no doubt. Good outside linebackers are the engine in our car.
Yeah, it's always nice when you just knock the living hell out of the quarterback. Not too shabby. T.J. Watt, number six on my top players heading into 2022. He's six What number we got next?
Number five.
At number five, this man didn't make the top 10 on the 100 list, but he made my top six. His name is Josh Allen. This man has been able to improve every single year and season that he's been in the NFL. And this past year, just got so much closer to getting to an AFC Championship game and ultimately a Super Bowl. Pretty much for the Buffalo Bills at this point in time, it's Super Bowl or bust. And the Buffalo Bills fans deserve it. And Josh Allen leading the way is certainly a possibility for them to do so. He just got paid last year. He's getting $43 million per year. He's beloved in the community, and he can throw the ball, and he can run you over, and he's improved with his decision-making, not always having to play the role of Superman. There's a realistic chance for them to get to the AFC Championship game. There's a realistic chance for them to go to the Super Bowl, and Josh Allen is the reason why. His own head coach, Sean McDermott, he was on the NFL Network, which they do an excellent job producing. Listen to the fancy music in the back. He talked about what Josh Allen brings to the table.
He's great. He's just got such that it factor about him that, you know, nothing seems to shake him. He's experienced now in year five, and he's played well in big games, and he's been in the playoffs a number of times as well. So he just has that way about him where everything he just takes in stride, and he's in control of the moment, and the moment's not too big as well for him. And he's just a great player and person to be around on a daily basis, not only for me, but our entire team.
Comes across that way too. I don't think I've ever heard anyone say a bad word, a negative word, about Josh Allen. Man, that was also a hell of a shootout between him and the Chiefs last year. Please sign me up for that again. Josh Allen earning his money. And that's why I got him at number five on my list. Top six list of NFL players heading into 2022. He's number five. Who's this number?
Number four.
Oh, it is oh so simple. This man is so damn good. He can take vacation in the middle of training camp. This man is oh so damn good. He's the most accomplished quarterback to ever play the game. He is oh so damn good that he's still out here at 45 years old, slinging a rock. It's Tom Brady. Yes, I have Tom Brady at number four. 5,300 yards last year. 43 touchdowns. Almost another comeback, almost, but almost doesn't count, against the eventual Super Bowl champion Rams. If Tom Brady would have came back in that game, oh my God, ran out of time, ran out of clock. Tom Brady might have been number one on the NFL's top 100 list. I have him at four here. The players voted him number one in 2011, 17, 18, in 2022. They also voted him number one in back-to-back years in 2017 and 2018. Why do I have Tom Brady here at number four? Age. One day, I believe, heading into a season, he is going to lose it. That is a legitimate factor. Am I burying him? No. Am I losing faith or confidence in Tom Brady? No. But one day, he ain't going out there throwing for 5,300 yards. It's not going to happen. He's still one of the best. And, hey, Bruce Arians, his former head coach, we know he stepped down when Tom Brady came back. Todd Bowles has now took over. Bruce Arians, he talked about people. He was on First Take, a matter of fact, trying to allay fears that Tom Brady doesn't look the same. Take a listen.
None whatsoever. I mean, watching him at practice every day, he's throwing the ball better than he has in like 10 years. And when he's on the practice field, the energy level in the whole building goes up. So not worried about Tom. That's one guy you don't have to worry about.
What is he supposed to say? Oh, yeah, Tom Brady, he lost a couple miles per hour on his fastball. What is he supposed to say? It's the best he's seen him throw a ball in 10 years? Maybe. Maybe Tom Brady is a modern-day Benjamin Button. Maybe he got the fountain of youth. He got enough money to find it. Maybe he got it from his wife. She's the supermodel. Top six NFL players heading into 2022. Tom Brady at 4. Who's at this number?
Number 3.
Let's just I'm not going to waste time. It's Patrick Mahomes. Yes, I know he started off 3-4 last year. I know that there were people saying that he regressed. A good portion, the early portion of the season last year, was how much Patrick Mahomes was forcing passes, how much Patrick Mahomes was doing too much, his decision-making, how bad he was. Like he wasn't shot out of a cannon. At the end of the year, the Chiefs finished with a record of 12-5. They went right back to the AFC Championship game. And if you didn't realize how difficult it was to go to the Super Bowl, ask Patrick Mahomes. They were in control against the Cincinnati Bengals, and they took their foot off the gas. Patrick Mahomes admitted as much. And I think this man is heading into this season on a revenge tour. He really is. And yeah, Tyreek Hill might be down in Miami catching passes from someone who he finds to be the most accurate passer in Tua Tagovailoa. But Patrick Mahomes is going to have an opportunity to spread the ball out. Juju Smith-Schuster, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Mecole Hardman is going to step his game up. People are going to find out more about him. Travis Kelce, still one of the best players in the league. And damn it, he's going to the Hall of Fame. And so Patrick Mahomes, I feel confident that he's going to bounce back. No doubt about it, he's still one of the best quarterbacks in the game. Last year, Andy Reid, he talked about knowing how special Patrick Mahomes was going to be from the get-go. This is what Andy Reid told the NFL Network.
Brett was pushing us with this guy forever. He was like wearing John and I out with this quarterback from the time the kid was a freshman on up through. And so we had tape. He had laid tape on our desks. And we'd go through it and look at him and go, yeah, he's good, but he's got like another year or two left here before he's going to be eligible to come out here. So before one of the games, scouting him and Texas Tech, and he goes, you're not going to believe this quarterback. I mean, this guy's unbelievable. He's like the best I've ever seen. And so, when somebody tells you that has the experience Brett has, you go, you better look at him. Mm-hmm. And so John and I did that. And John had to maneuver it to get it where we could get him, and did a great job of that.
Yeah, well, we saw where he got them. A Super Bowl championship. 4 consecutive AFC title games. What am I supposed to think, that Patrick Mahomes is going to slow down? It's going to be a different team, a different scenario, a different situation, different weapons. He's still going to go out there and do damage. He's still one of the top players in the game. I have him at number 3. What's this number?
Number 2.
His postseason success has not been great. But we're not just talking about the postseason. I'm looking at the entire year. At number 2, top 6 players heading into 2020. It's the man who has diarrhea of the mouth. It's the man who just won another NFL MVP, his 4th. It's the man who went back-to-back on MVPs. He is a quarterback robot. He is ridiculously efficient. His name is Aaron Rodgers. Oh, yeah, he could be a pain in the ass. He might have some interesting thoughts to share. He might be a little bit of a space cadet. He doesn't care. And why should he? He's making $50 million a year after they basically drafted his replacement. Aaron Rodgers, he's still one of the best. We've seen the evidence of it. Now he just needs it to translate into the postseason. Davante Adams, who left Aaron Rodgers to go play with Derek Carr with the Raiders. Davante, talked about the importance of Aaron Rodgers just stepping out onto the field. This is what he recently shared with The Pivot.
It was amazing, man. I mean, you know, I don't discount anything, you know, that Aaron was able to do for me, because, I mean, he's the best quarterback, you know, in my opinion, to play this game. What he did for me was not just about the type of balls or whatever that he threw, you know, great back shoulder, whatever. He had the Michael Jordan effect. He gonna make you play better. He gonna bring out your best just by being on the field. It's like he was a great leader, but it was more so just about, you would always notice in OTAs, like, you know, every now and then a guy that's in his, 15th year at that point or whatever, they get days off in OTA, so it'd be times where he wasn't practicing, and you would just notice people start to, like, not fall off, not practicing hard, but it wasn't the same as when Aaron is out there.
Rising tide lifts all boats. That's how it goes. And that's what happens when you're great. Aaron Rodgers, without a shadow of a doubt, still one of the best players in the NFL. I have him heading into this season at number 2. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. As we count down the top 6 NFL players heading into the season, when we come back, I'm going to give you numero uno. Don't move. I'll tell you who it is on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, it's always a pleasure to hear you, because you know your product. You really do a great job by not distorting what the callers are saying.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Who needs the NFL Network's list of the top 100 players? Not me. NFL players don't even fill out that silly piece of paper. Nobody participates. And so what I'm giving you tonight is a top 6 list of the best players heading into this upcoming season. What did they do last year? How did they perform? How could it potentially translate into this upcoming season? And so let me give you a recap before I give you number 1. At number 6, I gave you T.J. Watt. At number 5, I gave you Josh Allen. At number 4, I gave you Tom Brady. At number 3, I gave you Patrick Mahomes. At number 2, I gave you Aaron Rodgers. And by the way, if you missed the full explanations as to why I listed these individuals in the order that I did, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And so Aaron Rodgers at number 2, we know he's coming off of back-to-back MVP seasons. He's now also coming off of a new contract extension where he is the highest paid player in the NFL at $50 million per. That leaves us with only one more place to go. Hit the number.
Number 1.
The number 1. The best player in the league. Heading into 2022, he does not throw the football. And so granted, yes, he's not the most important player on the field, play in and play out. But he is the most disruptive force in the NFL. He is someone who has carved out for himself the title of one of the greatest defensive players of all time. You could venture to say when he decides to hang it up, he might be the greatest defensive player of all time. And it's pretty cool to watch him right now. I don't give a damn where you decide to rank him or place him. He is fun to watch. He is an abuser to the offense, to quarterbacks, to offensive linemen, to guards, to tackles. His name is Aaron Donald. He finally got exactly what he wanted, and that's a ring. He also got paid a new contract, 3-year deal, $95 million. He's getting paid about $32 million this season. Defensive Player of the Year awards, 3 of them. Only guys to do that, T.J. Watt's brother. It's fun to call him T.J. Watt's brother now. J.J. Lawrence Taylor. This man has gone to the Pro Bowl 8 times. He's just been all everything the minute that he stepped out onto a field. And if you want to see somebody treat one human being like a bowling pin, watch Aaron Donald. And the only reason why he's returning, A, the money, I would say that's pretty important. B, it's Sean McVay. Aaron Donald says he will continue to play as long as Sean McVay is at the helm. And I don't think anybody would be shocked or surprised if Aaron Donald woke up tomorrow and just had another 13, 14 sacks. If he went out there and just decided to toss around a million other offensive linemen, if he had more tackles in the backfield, he's one of the best. He's one of the best ever. And I think he is the best player in the NFL heading into this season. After they won the Super Bowl, Sean McVay, he talked about the importance of Aaron Donald. Listen.
Guys like him are why you coach. He has elevated everybody. I think the epitome of greatness is making everybody that you're around and every situation you're a part of better. It's exactly what Aaron does. And that still doesn't do justice to what an impact that he's made in terms of elevating our whole organization. And I promise you guys, you know, I was mic'd up so you guys can hear. When it was the fourth down and you could see they got into the shotgun and they were probably not going to run the football, I said Aaron's going to close the game out right here. And he is the effing man.
What more is there to say? You might notice, and let me give you a quick recap one more time. My top 6 NFL players heading into 2022. It's T.J. Watt at 6. Josh Allen at 5. Tom Brady at 4. Patrick Mahomes at 3. Aaron Rodgers at number 2. And Aaron Donald, I have him at number 1. My list here is... it's full of quarterbacks. Why? Because for the most part, they are the most important person on any team. You got a quarterback who sucks, you ain't going anywhere. Quarterbacks are the most important. Does that mean that the quarterback is always the best? I don't think so. Does he have the most impact? Yes. But if I'm talking about individual talents, I think Aaron Donald stands out head and shoulders above everybody else in any other position group. Quarterbacks are bunched up. You know, it's reasonable for anyone to say, well, Tom Brady at 4, well, I have him at 3. Or I have Aaron Rodgers behind Tom Brady. That's all reasonable. There's a conversation to be had there. Even in looking at other amazing defenders, primarily on the line, whether it's a T.J. Watt, or even a Myles Garrett. He had an amazing year last year himself. Aaron Donald is head and shoulders above all of them. And some of the names that I did not mention, I don't have Lamar Jackson here on the top 6 players, and that's due to his injury. You know, do I expect to see him bounce back and be amazing? Yes. But I have less confidence in him than a lot of the individuals that I have here on this list. And why do I have Tom Brady as the third quarterback on my list at number 4? It's due to age. Can he kick ass forever? Yeah. Have we all learned not to bet against Tom Brady? Yes. Am I betting against him? No. But at this stage of his career, would I love to have him in a 2-minute drill? Well, hell yeah. I really would. But for the entirety of a game, for the entirety of a season, I would go with Patrick Mahomes. And even Aaron Rodgers above him, even though Aaron Rodgers has to show more than his ass in the postseason. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open. Yeah, they are. You better hurry up. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I just gave you my top 6 list of players heading into the 2022 season. It's not a lifetime achievement award. It's not who you would build your team around for the next 5 years. It's who the hell is the best of the best heading into this season. I'm going to take your phone calls on the other side. You can't call up. You can tweet me at JR Sport Brief.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm at work doing security, man, and I listen to your show every night.
Hey, man, I am new to your show, but I absolutely love it. It's awesome.
This is the best sports talk radio show on the air for sure, bar none.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, earlier this week, I told you after the NFL Network released its top 100 players as voted on by the players, that the list isn't something that you should be too up in arms about. That the vast majority of players don't participate in the poll, in the voting. That NFL players, too many of them, don't even vote for their own collective bargaining agreement. That it's a popularity contest. That guys are filling out names multiple times. It's all great. It's good for entertainment. It's something to talk about. But don't get up in arms about it. And so tonight, damn it, I do lists every week. And so tonight's top six list, I said, screw the NFL and its top 100 and the players who voted for it. I'm going to give you my top six players heading into this upcoming season. Who did an amazing job last year? Who's set up for success this upcoming season? This is not a lifetime achievement award. This is not a draft of who you would select if you needed a guy for the next 10 years. This is, what have you done for me lately? And how could it potentially translate into this upcoming season? And if you missed the full reasoning, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It's free. Free as hell. Doesn't cost you anything. Here's a recap. At number six, I gave you T.J. Watt. Tied Michael Strahan, 22.5 sacks, a regular season record. At number five, I gave you Josh Allen. At number four, Tom Brady. At number three, Patrick Mahomes. At number two, the reigning two-time MVP. His name is Aaron Rodgers. And at number one, I gave you one of my favorite players to watch. When he's not swinging helmets, he is whooping ass on the offensive line. His name is Aaron Donald. I'm going to take your phone calls now. The number 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's get things started and let's talk to Tom. He's calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
The top six list. And Wednesday night, another tablet has come down from the mountain. And yeah, I do get my arms raised up about it. I look forward to this all boring loss. From the time I get up, I can't wait. Having said that, I'm going to predict something that maybe he didn't have a good season last year, but anybody that comes out of Ohio State and wins the Tatum Woodson Award and is an All-American and is traded from the Ravens to the Patriots, brother, watch out. I'm talking about Sean Wade. Don't know if he's on the top 100. Don't really care. But I would actually exchange Watt with Sean Wade because I think Watt is overrated. I think he's in a position now where he's playing more mentor. To me, he plays not to get hurt. I noticed that last season.
Well, Tom, I think you're mixing up Watt brothers. Not J.J. Watt, T.J. Watt, who now has the record for most sacks in a season with Michael Strahan.
Yeah, I know. I guess I am with those two of them.
Yeah, yeah. It's a badass family, Tom. So I can it it's
is,
understandable.
It is.
Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate you, man.
You bet.
No
here.
Doubt. Okay. Well, listen, at least he anticipates it. He's waiting for the top six list from the minute that he wakes up in the morning. Good. That's good. I hope in the meantime you had some breakfast, maybe some lunch, maybe some dinner. Maybe you interacted with somebody. I don't know. I don't hope so. Nick is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah. Hi, JR. How you doing? I've called in a few times before. I love your show. I agree with you most of the time. And you actually talked about Lamar and his contract situation and the Ravens before you got into the list. And that's what I just don't understand. I watched the guy week in and week out. Of course, I'm a Ravens fan, but I watched all over the NFL. The guy shows up. The guy is literally a difference maker. He hasn't had the best record in the playoffs. He did go avenge the playoff loss to the Titans the year after they went in and beat them in Tennessee. Lamar Jackson, when healthy, makes everybody around him better, and he's a better passer and a better quarterback than anybody gives him credit for in the national landscape. The guy's a former MVP. In his second full season in the league, he's one of the top six football players. Just talking about football players, what he does on the field, how he approaches the game, what he can do as an athlete. I'm a little disappointed you left him off your list, and I just can't believe a healthy Lamar Jackson going into a contract year with something to prove. I think he's gonna have a monster year, and I just think to put J.J. Watt and Aaron Donald and leave off Lamar Jackson, I don't know. I just it's an oversight to me. And I'll hang up and listen to you.
Well, thank you, Nick. Appreciate you for calling from Baltimore. Here's the thing. I agree with every single word that you just said, and it's not an oversight. When I looked at putting together the list, my criteria was to take a look at individuals and their performance last year and how they're rolling to this year. I could have easily put Lamar Jackson on my list because he is one of the best players in the league. In another season, he might have been number one. I mean, from the NFL player's perspective, a couple of seasons ago, he was the best player in the league. And then he fell into the 20s. This past season, he fell into the 30s. And why is that? For the same reasons that you just said. He wasn't healthy to end the season. And in the year before that, in the playoffs, unfortunately, the man hit his head on the turf and he was done. So we know he is dynamic. We know he's one of the best. I spend more of my time, if you listen to the show on a continual, normal basis, I spend a lot of time defending Lamar Jackson. But heading into this season, I'll tell you this much, and this is why I didn't put him on the list. There are safer bets at the quarterback position. I would not be shocked or surprised if Lamar Jackson had another MVP caliber season. But having said that, there are still safer bets. I believe Aaron Rodgers is a safer bet than Lamar Jackson. I believe Patrick Mahomes is a safer bet than Lamar Jackson. I believe Tom Brady is a safer bet, even at his age, than Lamar and Josh Allen. Someone who people don't put him in the same category as, man, he's one hit away from sitting down for a couple of weeks. I think Josh is a safer bet. And that's just based on style of play. It's not taking anything away. I love him. I don't think he gets the credit. But based on what happened last season, I don't have him on the list. Rick, calling from Seattle. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I just want to say I think Deebo Samuel is one of the best players. I feel like he has a skill set that other people don't. He's good with running the ball. He's a great receiver. And to put the cherry on top, he even threw a touchdown pass. It's like, man, what can't the man do?
Yeah, I was going to mention that. Yeah.
Yeah, and not to mention, man, he's just physical. Like, I've seen him bulldoze you know, the defenders and just kind of force his way, brute force sometimes in the end zone. And I don't know, man, I think he's a force to be reckoned with.
Would you say, though, he didn't want to stick around. He wanted to, well, I can't say that on the radio. He wanted to show love to Deebo Samuel, and now he's gone. My question to him would be, yeah, sure, we know Deebo Samuel is one of the biggest offensive weapons in the NFL. He's one of the most dangerous threats. Is he going to run? Is he going to pass the ball out of the backfield? Is he going to be a receiver? Kyle Shanahan does an excellent job employing him. I think one of the reasons why they wanted to put Trey Lance at the quarterback position was so you have multiple players who are basically dual threats. It's a beautiful idea if it can be executed. And Deebo Samuel is one of the best players in the league. He's one of the best offensive options. I don't think he's top six. I don't think so. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. There are a lot of names I could have put here. And some players are absolutely coming off of injury. And then wide receivers, is it reasonable to put a wide receiver in the top six list? Is one of the best guys heading into the season? A lot of what they do is pretty much predicated on the quarterback getting them the ball. It's complicated. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side of the break. Top six players heading into the season. I think Aaron Donald is the best player in the game right now. Your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.